This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I have a real problem with all the different people yelling about the embarrassment that the Giants are for this quarterback room right now. Like, oh, it's, it's so embarrassing. You have Russell Wilson and Winston. What a disaster this is. Oh, my God. The once proud Giants or whatever else people. It's crazy to me. They are taking a flyer on a couple of veterans that were the best options. Like, I'm not happy about it. To Eddie's point, I spun the wheel of quarterbacks every morning when the Jets were making a decision. And I didn't like either of these guys. They're not as good as Aaron Rodgers. I've been saying that. But again, you want to go back to the wheel and find me two guys on the wheel better than these two? These are the two best options. Once they got word, or once they felt like Aaron Rodgers wasn't going to come to be a Giant, these are the two guys. And they got both of them. Why are they more of a joke? Because they signed both. It's $14 million. $14 million. Daniel Jones got more from the Colts than these two quarterbacks are getting. They're seeing if one of them can stick, work with Brian Daboll, figure out a way to go about winning enough games to satisfy the owner with the team that they're building around him, which they've added to in free agency and still have other draft picks besides the top draft pick, and then they'll draft a young quarterback at 3 or in the first round or somewhere, and they'll have a room full of two veterans and a young quarterback that they're going to both help groom. And I listened to Wilson speak, and he talked about the idea that, hey, listen, we'll do what's right by the kid, but ultimately I'm here to win. I get that she is here to win. He's not here just to hold hands. He's here to go and try and win football games. But, like, people talk about, like, oh, the Giants, they're just, you know, throwing crap against the wall. Where's the plan? What's the plan? This is the plan. The plan is to give themselves as many options as possible while they try to attack the draft in a two-quarterback draft where they're picking third. Like, I don't understand. What do you expect? They can't just have a straight-up plan. It's not in their hands. They don't have the ability to just look at it and go, oh, we'll do this, we'll do that. The plans are forever changing. Oh, Matthew Stafford's available? Okay, that sounds like a good plan. Oh, he wants to stay in L.A. Oh, Aaron Rodgers is available? Okay, let's see how Aaron Rodgers wants to go. Oh, no, he'd rather go to Pittsburgh or Minnesota. Well, now, what are we doing? We got to bring some sort of veteran quarterback in here. All right, let's go with Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson, and that will protect us in case we don't or are unable to draft the kid third, because guess what? There are two people picking in front of them. Like, I don't understand it. What's their... The Giants have been a laughingstock for a long time. The Giants have been a friggin' dead franchise for a decade. It's been embarrassing. Why the Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston pairing is some sort of, like, extra cherry on top of the embarrassing Sunday that the Giants have been feeding us for 6 years, I have no idea. I'm not embarrassed by this. It's two veteran quarterbacks. They'll see which one works. You think they would have been better served just with Jameis Winston for $4 million? It's not, they have the cap space. It's money well spent at a quarterback position. Last year, they were spending $45 million on Daniel Jones and Drew Lock. But this year is the embarrassment? Again, last year, Daniel Jones and Drew Lock cost $45 million. This year, Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson cost $14.5 million. But this is the year that they should be laughed at. Last year was the joke of the quarterback room. Last year was the embarrassment. Last year was where everyone should have been laughing at them. Picking up Drew Lock for $5 million. Another year of the year of Daniel Jones is famously quoted by the GM in Hard Knocks for $40 million per. That's the laugh. That's the joke. Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson just to try and get some wins while you get ready for your future quarterback? It's not a joke. Unfortunately, it's best case scenario. So, I mean, like, I don't understand anybody who has an issue with this. Anybody. Now, it doesn't excite me. It doesn't make me feel like the Giants are going to turn around and win a bunch of games or anything. But I'm not sure what you'd want them to do. They tried for the two better options. They had a trade in place with the Rams, and they had a contract in place with Matthew Stafford. They went as far as they could. Matthew Stafford chose, and the Rams chose reunion. They made it very clear to Aaron Rodgers that they want him as the quarterback. He doesn't. The love is unrequited. How's that for McMonagle bingo? Unrequited. Like, it is what it is. So right now, they were forced to bring in a veteran quarterback in Russell Wilson, who is on a Hall of Fame trajectory, won a Super Bowl, and is now did lead the Pittsburgh Steelers to the playoffs last year, but completely failed down the stretch and looked washed by the end of the year. And Jameis Winston, who throws a bunch of touchdown passes with twice as many picks. This is what they've got. And it's going to be up to Brian Daboll to do both. Brian Daboll, this is a big year for Brian Daboll because he's juggling both scenarios. Not only just the team. And this year, I think he should give up play calling because it's too much. But he's going to be doing that. He's going to be riding that fine line of juggling these two quarterbacks, trying to win games, trying to build an offense, trying to coach interceptions out of Jameis Winston, and trying to coach, you know, throwing the entire field and not taking bad sacks back into Russell Wilson while developing the young quarterback. That's a lot. It's a lot on his plate, and it's going to be difficult to prove to this owner that he should keep his job. But, like, I am, like, so many people are upset or think it's some sort of joke. They are a joke. They've been a joke. This is them doing what they can. I don't know what else they were supposed to do. Quarterbacks don't grow on trees. The Jets have Justin Fields. Everyone's so excited. Oh, well, at least the Jets, Justin Fields. Oh, Justin Fields, you say. Oh, he's young and athletic. It should help the run game. Oh, Justin Fields. Justin Fields was on the bench as Russell Wilson was dragging the Steelers to the bottom, and the coach, one of the best coaches in the NFL, didn't see like it was worth going to Justin Fields. But we should be all excited about Justin Fields to the Giants, but Wilson to the Giants, Justin Fields to the Jets, we should all get excited about, but Wilson to the Giants is a joke? Explain that one to me. Explain to me how Mike Tomlin saw it as Wilson is the better player and allowed him to drag the organization down the last 5 weeks and still didn't go to Justin Fields, but somehow we should all be pumped about what the Jets are doing at the quarterback position while the Giants are fools for trying to take as many shots in the dark as they can. Like, this is it. They're trying to throw anything against the wall and see if it sticks while they're waiting for the quarterback to develop. Or to at least get him in the room, let him watch a little offense, let him learn before they throw him out there. What is wrong with that?
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
So when people laugh about the quarterback room of the New York Giants and then tell me, oh, but the Jets got a young, that was a good move. That's a good move. He's got some athleticism. He ran for a lot of yards. Yeah, he lost a lot, and Russell Wilson was the better option to Mike Tomlin last year. So, I mean, they were on the same team last year. One started, one sat the bench. And because he was on the bench and wasn't blowing games for the team, we assume that the bench player is a better player. Mike Tomlin didn't feel that way. Call him up. Take it up with him.